All right, what's up, Dev?
What's up, man? What's happening?
How
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thanks so much for talking tonight.
You know what? I've been wanting to have a chat with you for a really, really long time, and especially that it's a Sunday night. I apologize, but
No
this
problem.
is awesome. Thank you so much
This
for
is
joining
awesome.
us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, man. Are we already rolling? Do we need to have a pre-production meeting? What's going on?
I go 0 to 100, my friend. So
Wait, it's already.
yeah,
We're
man.
recording.
Yeah, man.
It's already begun. Hey, what's going on? Ever Black Podcast. This is Lady Beard coming at you. Lady Beard, never ever black Sunday evening coming at you. We're starting a new group. It's called Never Beard. Never Beard coming at your face right here, right now. We're not really, but we could.
We could. Hey. That's a whole other death metal thing. But I've got a
Oh,
beard, but my beard is less majestic than yours. Yours is like primo.
what can I tell you a secret? We just put a bunch of mascara in it to fill it out nicely. So it really is nice and thick and full of the way. It is a thick, full beard in and of itself, but if you put all the mascara in, you get all your hairs going in a straight line, and now they're all evenly spaced out and dispersed, and that adds a level of fullness and life to the beard that your beard can't necessarily get under natural circumstances.
My world has now changed. I feel
Yeah, really got a
like, holy shit, man.
mascara your beard. Do you comb your beard?
Yeah, I do. I just had a bit of a
Yeah, cool.
comb, but it's got the Sunday nights where it's all like going
Bit of a
all.
wisp, yeah? Bit of a
Yeah,
wisp.
yeah.
Exactly. So you get the mascara in it. It's kind of like beard oil. It keeps everything under control and all kind of well. What's the word when you have a plant and you snip at a plant, and make it into a shape? Well pruned,
Yeah.
well manicured, well pedicured, pedigreed. It's well, you should try.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go to my wife because my wife is the beard manicure, the trimmerer.
Oh,
I don't know.
really?
Yeah,
The beard
because
manager.
she is. I went to someone else to get my beard done once, and it was
Yeah.
like, yeah, she it's her
Really?
beard, really. Yeah.
Really, it's your wife's
Yes.
beard. Why, fair enough.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Well, where Lady Beard comes from, really, you can't have a proper beard without the influence of a lady, can
That's
you?
right. Hey, man,
Yeah.
she knows what's up. She knows she's probably listening to me in the next room, just going, oh, he's
Where is
cracking
she?
on about
Bring
his
her in
beard
here.
again.
We can have a beard
Oh,
conversation with your
she
lovely
no,
wife.
she wouldn't do
Your
it. She
missus
just
there.
goes, do you fucking think?
This is this nonsense. Fair enough.
But I will say, I am very, very excited. You're coming down under for the adorable Assault on Australia tour, which is super exciting. We're excited. Everyone's excited. You excited?
Oh, hey, dear Ever Black viewers, listen to me. Lady Beard's group, Baby Beard, is coming to Australia this June and July for the adorable Assault on Australia tour.
Hmm.
Listen to me, my friends. If you've never experienced Lady Beard live in any of his forms, this group, Baby Beard, is the way to experience it. Let me explain. Lady Beard screams and dances with two adorable young little Japanese ladies who sing and dance. It is a spectacular, the likes of which you've never seen. We're going to be in Adelaide on June 28, 29, 30. We're going to be in Melbourne on July 1 and 2, Sydney, July 3 and 5, and Brisbane on July 6. Sorry, we couldn't get to Perth because it actually adds a giant, it like doubles the budget of your tour. I apologize,
Yeah.
everyone in the West. I really would have liked to have come.
They
We
do
couldn't,
that.
I'm sorry.
But that's all right.
But it's going to be
That's
an
fine.
amazing tour. I
Yes.
look forward to seeing every single one of my country people at the adorable Assault on Australia tour. It's going to be out of control. Nev, you'll be there, yeah?
Yeah, Brisbane, because that's that, well, that way a little bit. I'm on the Gold
Okay.
Coast, believe it or not. So it's only
Coast.
that way a little bit, which is going to be amazing.
Gold Coast is nice. They built all those buildings too close to the water, didn't they? Now they got to dump sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, we learned about that in year five geography.
The
What I
Gold
can tell you
Coast is
about the Gold
cooked.
Coast.
The Gold Coast is cooked. They cooked stuff too close to the water. But
Well,
yeah.
let it be a lesson to all of us.
Yeah, that's right. You jerks that don't know how to. It's like Brisbane. this is the thing about Brisbane. You've been to Brisbane probably many times. My theory about Brisbane is that the roads are so it's horrible to drive down. They got someone really drunk, and then they gave him a crayon, and they were like, "Just create the city." And they went,
"Draw a city."
Yeah, and that's Brisbane. That's what happened to Brisbane. So,
yeah, I don't have enough Brisbane experience to be able to have a staunch opinion on this, I'm afraid. But hey, Brisbaneans, hit up the comment section to tell us how you believe the Brisbane road system was constructed. I want to know.
Yeah, it's open a can of worms. But of course, you know, talking about Brisbane, you're wrapping up the tour in Brisbane. You haven't had much. Yeah. You just said you haven't had much experience in Brisbane. But what are you looking forward about the festival that you're playing in Brisbane, which is called, I had the name, High Festival.
High Festival.
That's the one.
High Festival, that's right. It's going to be a great time. So I'll tell you something. So, all right, just for the uninitiated who clicked on this video saying, who's this ridiculous character with mascara in his beard? I want to know more. Just let me dive straight into this. We didn't really do a hello. We didn't really do a let me introduce myself. Let me tell you about myself. I just give you the background. Hello, my name's Lady Beard. I'm from Adelaide, but I now live in Tokyo, Japan. I'm the lead singer of a group, Baby Beard. It's very simple. Two adorable young Japanese ladies. Yes. They're babies. I'm Lady Beard. Babies plus Lady Beard equals Baby Beard. It's very straightforward. I'm a cross-dressing pro wrestler and heavy metal singer in Japan, but I'm from Adelaide, and now we're touring Australia in June, July. That's what's happening here. Festival, let me tell you something, my friend. So the type of artists that we classify as under the Japanese system are idols. Yeah. So yes. Idols are typically these young Japanese girls, essentially pop stars, to use the Western terminology. Yeah. They wear colorful skirts and have pigtails and they look adorable and they sing kind of type songs. Yeah. So baby metal without the metal part, that's what an idol is, yeah?
Yes.
So baby metal, if they were just singing, you know, little girl bubblegum pop. So that's what we count as in Japan. Now, it's a strange vocation for an individual such as this to be classified as an idol. But here's what's interesting about Brisbane. So Australia, somehow over the past 10 years or so, has really strongly developed a kind of a J-pop idol scene, which is an interesting thing for a country that isn't Japan to have done. And Brisbane is the hub of the idols in Australia. That's where most of them are. Most of the groups who have the biggest following and whatnot, they're all in Brisbane. So it's going to be a great place for us to finish off the tour, because basically we are the idols from Japan. We're finishing the tour in a basically, I guess, the Australian idol hub. So that'll be something nice and fun. We're starting in Adelaide at Avcon, which I don't know if this is still the case, but Avcon was traditionally always the biggest anime convention in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, I'm not sure if they still hold that title or not, but that we're just going to run with that because that'll make me feel special. So we start the tour in the biggest anime convention in the Southern Hemisphere, and we end it at the Australian hub of idol activity. And then in between, we go to Melbourne and Sydney, and everyone has a great time in Melbourne and Sydney. So this is going to be bananas. This is going to be the greatest tour to ever hit the shores of Australia since those waves of the Gold Coast threatening to knock over all those hotels. Hey, if you're not there, it's a depressing June and July for you.
Yeah. That's right. And see, the way I do it with the show is it's kind of like a slow cook. We do the unassuming introduction because everyone knows who you are. That's the thing is, like, they're clicking on, they go, yeah, come on, man. Everyone knows, like, Lady Beard. Everyone's, you know what I mean? They're clicking on it going, we know this cat. We love this cat. We know what he's doing. So that's why I didn't do the big intro. But everyone knows you and everyone loves you down here.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you. I also love my dear country, Australia. I've been away for a long time now. I've been away for, I think, almost 16 years total. So I miss the homeland very, very much. And I'm very, very happy that we get to tour and I get to kind of show what I've been doing to my dear country folk.
See, here's the thing, right? You're an Australian in Japan who's also traveling the world and taking your art to the world.
Yeah.
On top of, at the moment, Australia, the metal scene in Australia is taking over the world with Parkway and Alpha Wolf and stuff. Massively. Yes, it's huge. So it's kind of like everything's tied in. Australia's taken over the world from here. You're taking over the world as an Australian from over there. How are you finding the response out there in the wider stage?
It's, you know, wonderful. Straight up, what you just said, it's a pincer maneuver, isn't it? I'm coming in this way from Japan.
Yeah.
Alpha Wolf and whatnot coming in this way from Australia. We're going to end up, you know, either side, we're going to flank the entire world. And these, they don't know what's coming. It's going to be a tragedy for anyone who's not ready to party with Baby Beard in 2024. No, it's great, actually. So one of the reasons we wanted to start this group, Baby Beard, is so in Japan, there's really a lot of really wonderful kind of pop culture and whatnot that the nation has to offer. Like, because we all know Baby Metal and anime and manga and all this kind of stuff, right? And all the games and that. And it's getting increasingly accessible over time as we get the internet and all this kind of thing. But there's still a really a huge side of it that most people don't have access to unless they can speak, read, and write Japanese and they're in Japan, right? And then even if you are Japan, if you're not in the hub of activity, if you're not one of the big cities, you still can't access it, you know? So one of the things we're really trying to do is kind of say, well, this pop culture is so awesome and so appealing, and kind of there's a certain thing about it that appeals to Western sentiment in a particular way that can't really be matched by the pop culture of any other country. So we're kind of trying to break down these barricades and bring this to the world as much as we can. And it is an interesting thing to be doing that as an Australian, because, you know, you would have thought that... But it is my mission. It has fallen on my shoulders. Skeletor Atlas holding up the earth, allowing the rotation around the sun to continue. Ladybeard must bring Japanese pop culture from Japan to the world. By the way, just sorry, that is quite an excellent segue. I actually have a globe of the earth right here.
I was taking
selfies with it before. I can hold this on my shoulders as Atlas. This is perfect. Yes, Lady Beard will support the globe.
That's going to be the thumbnail.
We'll do a pause. I think I turned it.
There you go.
South America.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There
I love
you go.
It.
That is amazing. But of course, I mean, you were just in America, right?
Yes, I was. That's right.
How was that?
2 weeks ago. It was awesome. So, we performed at an anime convention called Anime Boston. You'll be amazed to hear it happens in Boston. So, Anime Boston. In Boston, it's one of the biggest anime conventions in the United States. It was a wonderful time. I've never been to Boston before, and Boston is an extremely historic city.
Yes.
So it was lovely to get there, kind of from a culture and a tourism standpoint. It was wonderful to go there. They've got all these intellectual institutions, like they've got MIT and they've got Harvard and they've got all these really traditional brownstone buildings, and it's beautiful. But I was particularly happy to get firstly to Boston, but also back to the United States, because I haven't been there since before the great viral destruction of 2020. Since before that, since before that was my last time in the United States. So I was really, really happy to get back. I've been looking forward to it for a very long time. Finally, we got to do it. Tell you what, wonderful audiences in America. Wonderful. Just wonderful.
You did the point then, Asta.
There's a thirst for and a respect for the Japanese culture in the United States, which is really lovely and beautiful. Of course, like I'm saying, it's very hard to access if you're not in Japan speaking and reading and writing Japanese. So there's a real appreciation for the fact that we brought it across the ocean and whatnot. And at the same time, America, being the nation that it is, being the world's, you know, powerhouse, and like the audience already comes to you with such passion and energy and whatnot, that these two forces coming together really is a wonderful thing to behold. It's a thing of beauty.
Who have you found around, who goes the hardest at one of your shows, you know?
So all the cultures interpret it differently. So one of the very interesting things I have learned from doing this career is a bearded white man in a skirt means something different in every culture. And, you know, we could go into a very deep kind of gender studies type discussion about this, and we could go into all kinds of history and culture of cross-dressing in different cultures and all this kind of thing, right? Here's, okay, so break it up into roughly like this. Japan, that's kind of one thing by itself. The Chinese-speaking territories, that's another kind of thing by itself, yeah? Then there's kind of Southeast Asia, that's one thing by itself. And then the greater Western world. So as much as there's difference between Australia, America, Europe, and whatnot, it's kind of the greater Western world. Bit of difference between the European countries and the Anglosphere countries, but in general. Oh, and of course, then Latin America. So, the Latin Americans come at you with a level of passion that is just unmet anywhere else, because they are, a lot of them are, you know, not to sound rude or anything, but they are not countries which are endowed with massive amounts of wealth. And so to that end, when an artist comes to them, comes all the way across the sea and comes to their territories, they're so grateful that you've come. They're so expressive with their gratitude. It's really wonderful. And of course, as people, Latin Americans are generally very passionate, very fiery anyway. Yes. So the Latin Americans
with two
are just,
of them.
Oh, they're wonderful, aren't they? They're
the
so
best.
Good.
They are the best. Hey, so shout out to Johnny and Gabs. I love you both. There you go.
Johnny and Gabs don't strike me as particularly Latin-sounding names.
No, Gabriella is her name.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So there you
what
go.
About Johnny?
We call it Gabs. Yeah,
Gabs.
It's spelled different.
Enough.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. That's the Australianification of a Latina name, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Hey, this melding of cultures is a beautiful thing. If we have then Gabs, the Australianification of the Latin name Gabs, we'll say it with a Japanese accent, it becomes Gabasu.
Oh, so yeah.
We can call
like
it Gabasu.
That's amazing.
The Gabasu-san, you know.
I'm going to tell her that tomorrow. She's like, you okay, Nev? Like, I'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, yeah. I'm learning things. Yeah.
When you come here, you'll be Nebu-san. That'll be good.
I love that. That's
the V
so
will turn
fun.
Into a B-U, Nebu.
I love it. I want to. Man, nice. I'm telling you right now, it is my dream to tour Japan. Like with my band, I want to get my ass over there more than anything. Man.
We sort you out. Come on over. We'll sort you out.
Really?
Why aren't you here already?
What's that thing that people need? Oh, yeah, money. Yeah, that stuff. Yeah. We're getting there, though. We're getting there.
I remember.
What advice would you give to Aussies that want to come over there and tour Australia and do what you've done? Not, well, do what you've done, but, you know, experience what you've experienced.
Tour Japan?
Yeah, as a musician.
Yeah, cool. A couple of things you need to understand before you come to Japan. Japan's a very, very unique country and a unique culture, and the Japanese have their own way of doing things. So as a foreigner, especially as a guest foreigner, you're not expected to know all the rules, because there's no way that you can, because you just can't ever know them if you're not Japanese. But I do implore you to kind of have respect for the way that the Japanese do things and try to fit in. So a lot of artists, like if you kind of come with a real rock star attitude of, no, man, like the show starts at 8:30, but we'll, you know, get drunk and finally go on at 11. Yeah, rock and roll. Like that just won't really fly in Japan. That's not how they roll, you know. If the show starts at, you know, the show starts at 8, then, you know, you're standing backstage with your guitar at 7:59 and you're waiting for someone with a clock and they'll count down. You're 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right, and it begins, you know. And then if you're late, then you're taking time out of your organized performance slot. Because if you run late, now that pushes everyone else back. It pushes everyone else back. And that's not practical in Japan, because the trains will stop running and everyone's got to get home. So it's the thing. If you miss your last train, you're stuck wherever you are until like 6 a.m. or something. So unless you're doing an overnight show. And even then, there's people got to get back home to go do whatever they got to do at 6 a.m., like take care of the kids or whatever. So it's, yeah. So try to have respect for the rules and try to, you know, you're there as a touring artist. The whole point of you being there is that you're not a local. You've come from afar and you're presenting your work on tour to the local audience. But just try and, you know, fit in with their systems and try not to be a douche, I would say. Probably good advice.
That's amazing advice. That's really good. Yeah, no.
Lady Beard's quote, try not to be a douche. Generally good life advice, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I think so. Especially being in a band. Look, you've probably got a history of playing in bands down here before you were over there, right? So you know, you've
Little bit.
seen, look, you've experienced those on the local level before, so you know what's up.
I
So
know what's up. But to be a bit, sorry, I'm quite negative with a lot of this tonight, aren't I? To be a bit more positive about it, if you're
yes.
going to come to Japan, look, I can shake my camera when I do that. I'm sorry, that's unacceptable. I can see my manager looking at me like this. All right,
Just me
so to
shaking.
be a bit more, it becomes like a psychedelic. To be a bit more positive about it, the Japanese are a fantastic audience. So they have a deep appreciation for music and for art. And for touring artists to come all the way and present the show. So they have a lot of respect. They're a wonderful audience. The Japanese are also deeply passionate and they have a particular way of expressing themselves. You'll find that you go on stage and it's, you play your first song and it'll be, yay, silence. And so that's kind of confronting for a lot of Western bands because you're used to doing a show when it's, all throughout the show, people are talking, people are ordering drinks, people are throwing things at each other. And it's bananas at a pub or whatever in the Western world, in Australia or something. But you come to Japan and everyone, like I say, they've got their own way of doing things. So, okay, so now we're watching the show. So we're going to watch the show. And even if in the middle of the songs, we're going to mosh and whatnot, we'll do the mosh. Everything's cool. Everyone has a great time. Then afterwards, we show respect and gratitude. And now the band's going to speak. We'll stop and listen. So it's really quite a beautiful and lovely audience to perform for. And all you Aussie bands coming over here, I wish you well.
Oh man, must be the best. You've just got everything over there.
Gotta come over. You gotta come over. Tell you what, currently the yen is not a particularly valuable currency. So if you come over with your Aussie dollars, they go a long, long way at the moment.
No way. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Yep.
where would a nerdy death metal band play in Tokyo?
Well, structurally, especially in terms of gigs and whatnot, the city is structured far differently from an Australian city. So there are venues everywhere. And a lot of them, if you don't know it's a venue, you just walk past it, you never know. So for instance, my mate, there was a band from Melbourne. They've broken up now, but Jack the Stripper. Did you ever hear them?
Yeah, man.
Luke from Jack the Stripper. I went and saw his show in Tokyo when he was here. Awesome band, right? But they played in just like a suburb. Like, I don't know Brisbane well enough to know your suburbs, but just imagine somewhere that's kind of just 20 minutes outside the city and it's all just residential and you would have no concept that there's a heavy metal show going on. You go down this little flight of stairs and you open a door and then there's a big soundproof door. You open that up and there's this dingy underground metal bar that no one knows about apart from the people who know about it, right? So structurally, Tokyo is set up in a very different way from Australian cities. And so there are all these venues just tucked away places. So you got to get hooked up with a promoter or a booker or someone who knows where they are and can book you on the shows. And that you they'll take you there and you'll be in the middle of, bunch of grandmas watering their pot plants out the front. You'll turn up with your Black Sabbath shirt, like dragging your stuff behind you. And you'll be like, are you sure we're in the right place? You'll be like, yeah, just follow me. Then you'll follow him down a dingy flight of staircases and you go, oh, wow, he wasn't lying. This really is where the show is. Yeah. And you'll go down to a basement and it'll be this super intense, sweaty, there's like only 60 people there and you're crammed in, freaking awesome. And then it finishes and everyone just goes back into the normal world. So this is one of the interesting things about Japan. Everyone is Japan's like a kind of an on-off or an inside-outside kind of culture. So when you're at the office, you're doing your office thing. You're like, oh, hi, 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 hi. You're just going to go shimasu. Oh, I'm going to go shimasu. And then, but then when you get to the, and then when you're on the street, you're walking and you're doing your normal, I'm a Japanese person fitting into society kind of thing. But then as soon as you swing open that big soundproof door and close it behind you at the metal venue, it's just goats galore. And that's when people kind of transform. And it's very interesting. It's almost like a a dual personality that a lot of people here have. So you'll see that in people, and it's really fascinating, right? You'll see people who, in their day-to-day life, they have to be so straight and just so conservative and so well-mannered. And then you get them in their party context, and it's just.
Was that a real culture shock for you when you went over there? Like, did you were you aware of it before you went there?
It's an endless culture shock. It's a culture that if you're not a Japanese person and you weren't raised in the systems, it's almost impossible to properly get it. Do you know what I mean? So the way I frame it is the best you can get to is you can understand that you don't understand. Do you know what I mean? And so you can kind of feel the way you're meant to behave because you just get used to it and you feel it by osmosis, but you never really get it. You never like slot in with this is the way we do things because this is the Japanese way. You just follow along because you know you need to, you know?
Because my best mate, shout out to Shane,
Dane.
he's gonna watch this later.
Dane-o.
Shane O, he goes to Japan probably about 3 or 4 times a year because he
Good.
loves like Japanese power metal bands like
Right.
Love Bites and like
Oh, yeah.
he loves baby metal and he where was he? You did something in England. And
Yes,
he
Hyper
went,
Japan.
yeah. There was like a I don't know, like a festival or something. He flew
Yes.
to England
Oh,
for
yeah.
this Japanese festival. Yeah, and you were
Oh,
there, and he came
I
up and
remember
he's,
Metal Matsuri.
yeah, and he
And
was having
what,
a,
sorry?
and he was having a chat with you. He's like came back. And he goes, oh man, that Lady Beard dude's a really good dude, and had a chat,
God
and
bless him.
yeah. So
God
it was.
bless him.
He gets out and about and I love it. I love seeing his adventures. I was meant to
Yeah.
go with him for my 40th, but then that whole thing happened. And
Ah, that was an interlude. We don't discuss it
but
again.
he's been there a bunch of times and just I live through him. So
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. That was good of him. Thank you, Shane. Oh, it was good of him to come to the UK for Metal Matsuri. Bless him. That was awesome. We would
Yeah.
have seen a lot of Japanese power metal at that show, actually. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's a whole new world over here. And like I say, this is kind of what we're trying to do with the group. There's so much which is inaccessible to everyone unless you know it's there. But how can you know it's there unless someone trusts you enough to take you there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to get it out from underneath this, rock and kind of bring it to the world a bit more accessibly.
Because he was saying he went to that venue when he said you go down the stairs. He
Yeah.
said you can go to a show there and there'll be idol bands with like brutal bands and it's very accepted. Like
Yeah.
that's the norm. Where in Australia it can be, it depends where you play, but it seems like it is changing. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Like
Okay.
yeah, I feel like the culture here is changing a little bit more. Like it's less, I don't know, backwards. If you know what I mean. Like,
Really?
man,
Really?
I went and saw Baby Metal at Fortitude Music Hall in Brisbane.
Oh, good.
The line was around the block and all the
Great.
way to the back. It was the longest line I've ever seen in Brisbane. And
Great. That's awesome.
you'd go, dude in Emperor Shirt, dude in Black Metal, dude in this and this. And it's changing. There's something happening.
Really?
Yeah, and I feel like it's really super important that what you're doing is helping break down those doors. You know what I mean? You feel that?
Thank you. Well, I think this is a product of the internet, and I think the internet gotten to the point it's at now when it's high speed internet. So it's no longer like when we were kids when you had to the dial up noise, oh, all that, it's right there, bang, 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 bang. And now because of it, because of the TikToks and the YouTubes and the streaming and whatnot, you can access. So anything you want to know about, like someone's done a stream of what it's like there and whatnot. And so there's so much access now. And I think that's kind of because back in the day, you could only see the things that you were able to see. The only things that you were out, what the TV let you see, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, that's right.
now it's for everyone, Google Translate can help you get through a lot of this kind of stuff. Now the AI is making it even more accessible. The algorithm will send you stuff it thinks you're going to like. So I think that's a product of the internet. And also I think just the changing face of Australia and really the rest of the world. We've got so much migration all over the entire world now. The face of Australia has changed dramatically. Even Japan is starting to bring in a lot more migrants. Starting, and there's a lot of debate about it because, you know, Japan's been pretty staunch on keeping out the immigrants as long as they could. But that's very slowly they're starting to kind of, you know, turn on that somewhat. But it's excellent that that's happening in Australia. That's really, it's really wonderful. It's very progressive.
I think so, because look, you're Australian. You know what Australia can be like, especially, look, no offense to the ones that are in the further inland rural areas, but they can be pretty stuck in the old ways. You know what I mean? Like, well, and it's,
I think it's the same that's the same in any country. I think maybe just because we are such a large landmass, if you are in the interior, you're so far from everything, you know, that it's a different perspective is a 6-hour drive away.
So, oh yeah, mate. We where did we play recently? We went and played Wollongong,
which was
we went for a drive. We couldn't. We there was everywhere else was booked on the way. And we were like, you know what? We've booked this one show. Let's just go down there, test the waters, and we stopped off at certain places. And we're like, the further we go, it was just getting stranger and stranger back in time. I was like, okay, so all right, so we've hit an hour drive. We're now in 1999, and then it goes further back, and we stopped off at some random little place, and it's like, man, it felt like it was like Summer Bay 1989. And you're like,
it's not a good though, isn't it? You get there and there's a faded Britney Spears poster in the window of the diner. You know?
What am I doing? Yeah.
It's good fun. They don't have Coke Zero yet. They're still on like the diet or whatever. Again, it's all faded out. I love it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's something about that as well, especially when you go to places and they've got like the old video shops, you know, the old video shops that have just been changed into something else. And then you still see like the Mask poster from 1994, like stuck in the window that's half peeled off.
I love it. There's something beautiful about that, though, isn't it? There's
yeah.
something nostalgic and Australiana-ish about it. Do you know Dead Kelly, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're from Queensland. They have that, I can't remember which song it is, but they're singing about the town that they're from in rural Queensland. And the only line I remember, Lady Beard doesn't swear, so I'm going to have to spell out the swear word in there.
Oh, I know the one.
The other one, out here, music's played in sheds. If you don't have a shed, you're a again. That's the most Australian thing I've ever heard.
See, and there's another one as well. There's a lot of bands like that are popping up as well in
really?
The scene down here. Yeah,
really?
Man.
Like,
people are
bands.
Embracing the, you know, have you heard of 12 Gauge Rampage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Luke and the boys.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I had the video with the dude on the motorbike who got fired during COVID and then blew away all the band members, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's them. Yeah. So you got them, you got
he
like
He had
Kim
his Karen. Reflective vest on, didn't he?
See? High viz. You know?
High viz.
That's right. High viz, high terror. I love it. I love it. It's the best.
Terror. Yeah, you're right. 12 gauge rampant. What happened to, do you remember Blood Duster?
Yeah.
Everyone, are they still kicking?
No. No, but no, they should.
Yeah, I agree. Blood Duster reunion, they were great.
Yes. Well, we're having a festival up here called Necrosonic, and it's where the promoter, Kent, I don't know if you know Kent Haynes, if that name rings a bell.
The name rings a bell, but I don't think I know him personally, no.
If you know, he's starting this festival called Necrosonic where he's getting a whole bunch of bands together that haven't played in a long time that have either broken up. That's his mission now where he's like, man, so I'm hoping he's going to be like, Blood Duster, let's go. And just,
hell yeah. That'd be great. We had down in Adelaide, that's where I'm from Adelaide, we had back in like the year 2000, 2001, 2002, those years, we had this group of bands that would always play kind of similar shows. There was Uncas and they would go on stage with the African drums. Did you ever hear Unkus?
No.
See, it was pre-internet, so you couldn't, it was hard to access all this stuff. There was Unkus, there was Enemy Of, there was, what was that freaking, there was I Killed the Prom Queen, were from Adelaide, if you remember them.
Yes,
They did very well, actually, I Killed the
they
Prom Queen.
did.
There was another one whose name I'm forgetting off the top of my head, but there was one, again, I'm forgetting their name, but they would all go on stage. They'd paint themselves completely in white and they'd have black lights, so they'd be glowing for the whole show. And they had a guy who's, again, all painted white, and he came on stage with a pair of nunchucks and he did a nunchuck form, like he was from karate or something, and he did a nunchuck form on stage while they played.
That rings a bell.
Yeah. There's something, I can't remember their name. They were awesome, though. People put it in the comments if you remember this Adelaide band I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it.
Around the Enemy Of generation.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's gonna bug me. Someone please help out because I need
Yeah,
to
me too.
know.
I remember a while ago, I was trying to find them on the internet and I couldn't find anything. And I was like, I'm searching all these Adelaide metal black light. I'm searching all this and I couldn't get anywhere.
Nothing.
If someone could find it, someone will know it. Someone
Some
help us.
odd people. Oh, that's gonna cook me now. I'm gonna be in bed, like laying there more. My wife's
I'm
like, "What are you doing?"
sorry.
I'm like,
Look what I've done to
"People
you. I've
painted
ruined
white."
grandfatherhood.
That's it. I'll be pacing in the hall, going, "People dressed in white." She's.
We could have a story from your grandchild's perspective. I loved my grandpa, and then one day he got obsessed with an Adelaide band that had a black light. Oh, what's the band's name?
It's his.
Grandpa changed.
And then again, it could be one of those things where it's like the Mandela, where it's like it only exists in the universe that we used to be in, and it's how does something like that happen, right? Anyway, that's a
My
whole rabbit hole.
goodness. Maybe we're in a multiverse and there's this black lit Adelaide band, and actually they're going through space-time in a different trajectory, but we turned off at exactly 2005 when there was a squiff in the space-time continuum.
Yeah,
My
and then
goodness.
we're just so they're over there just being the biggest band in the world, and we're just like, what's their name? And over there, it's on billboards. It's
Yeah, right.
we're just like, but
They're the real pride of South Australia. They took
yeah.
over.
Do you know? So you'd know Northy, Jason North, and all that crew, wouldn't you? Truth
Naughty.
Corroded.
Oh, yes. Truth Corroded. Yes. I don't know him personally, but I know Truth Corroded.
There you go. There you go. Some bands from over that way that are really popping right now. There's a band I'll recommend. They love them. The best people. They're called Freedom of Fear. You need to
Oh, I don't
check
know
it.
that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're
Oh,
from
they
Adelaide.
metal and they are the best kids. I'd say that they're grown people, but to me, because I'm an old man, like they are. They've just toured with Carcass and Black Dahlia Murder here.
Oh,
And
great.
it's just, when you see your mates just do really well and you're like, they just deserve it. They are such a great band and just good people. Check them out,
Good.
man. Just
What's the name one more time?
Freedom of Fear.
Freedom of Fear. Can you make a note, please? Freedom of Fear. Thank you. I'm
And
gonna check them
tell,
out when we finish.
yeah, Matt is like, blah, 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 blah. Just,
Really?
yeah,
Great.
just so much talent. Just so much talent. So good.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So now, okay. So the Aussie bands that I know of at the moment doing things, there's Alpha Wolf, who you
Yes.
mentioned.
Yes.
Diamond Construct is the other one that I've been well aware of.
Yeah, who are on the Gold Coast?
They're on the Gold Coast.
Man, they jammed like 10 minutes down the road from here.
You're kidding, really?
No.
They're doing very well. They're
Yes.
touring left, right, and center. Yeah.
Yeah. That kid,
Good.
man, killing it.
Damn. I want to get on, get on a track with one of those bands, Diamond Construct or Alpha Wolf. They're both doing great work.
Yeah, who else are you loving?
From Australia, those are the ones I've been into at the moment. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Now I'm on the spot. Who am I loving at the moment? They're not Aussie, but from Slovenia, Within Destruction. You know them?
Yes, right, Ben.
Yeah, they're wonderful, aren't they? And they have the whole Japan connection. They're an otaku band, and they sing about, Demon Slayer and all this kind of thing, right? So them, I think they're freaking awesome. My love for Emure just got reignited because they played Tokyo a few weeks ago. So that was awesome. My
Nice.
first time seeing them live, and it was wicked. It was so good. Yeah. So recently it's been Emure. That new one from Emure, the 2020 album, Hindsight. That's a great album. So I'm smashing that. Yeah, Alpha Wolf, Diamond Construct, Within Destruction. There's a band in Japan at the moment called Pale Dusk, if you've heard of them.
I interviewed them at
Oh.
in Brisbane. Amazing
No joke.
kids. Amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Love them.
Good. Good. Good, good. Yeah, I haven't hung out with them, but yeah, doing great work.
Yeah, that man, you should. You should. They are
Okay.
like really cool people. Yeah.
Good. I might try
Yeah.
and find them. They speak English?
Yeah, pretty well, man. Yeah.
Pretty well, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Have you
there's
interviewed them in English?
yeah. Up in
Really?
Brisbane. Yeah, man. Yeah, it was
Okay,
what
good.
was it? It was Alpha Wolf's Cult Fest they have, where
Oh,
they've
no
got like
joke.
they had them, they had Crossfaith, they had
Oh, wicked.
yeah, it was a whole thing up there. So it was really cool, man. Yeah.
Alpha Wolf are Japan nerds too, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. They
Yeah.
do they do pretty well over there.
I haven't seen one of their shows over here, I'm afraid, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I do remember they shot their music video in Shinjuku. So they had their video and they're standing in front of this building that I used to walk past every day on the way to work. And I was like, hey, look at that.
That
Good
is
fun.
awesome. That is so
Yeah.
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, good fun. And there was one other I was going to mention. It's Pale Dusk. Oh, of course, you know Devilouth from Japan as well, yeah?
Who's that? Sorry.
Devilouth.
Devil, no.
Devil OOF. Devilouth.
No.
Oh,
Well,
dude,
you
you're
got
going to lose
me.
your mind when you hear Devilouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a extreme, it's not grind, extreme death, maybe. It's brutal death metal. And this dude screams. He sounds like a vulture. It's like a pig squeal, but I don't know how, it's like he puts it up the top of his mouth or something. It's so strange when
Oh,
you hear it.
they,
Just,
yeah.
yeah. Sounds amazing. I'm like, oh, god damn. It's great. Great. You gotta listen. I'll send you Devilouth. They're amazing.
Yeah, I'm always open for all that stuff.
Right,
So,
and so we're going to meet you face to face when we come to Brisbane, yeah?
yeah, in June, right?
Good, man. Yes, that's
Yeah.
exactly right.
Yeah.
Brisbane, I'll go back to my PR public voice. Baby Ben, the adorable assault on Australia tour, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. We did this for 40 minutes before. I'll just Brisbane's what, July 6th, I think. High festival.
I should have that in my notes somewhere. Hang on, wait a minute.
I should have it in front of me. All I
Oh, I
have is
did
this
have
globe and an empty bottle of cola. That's all I've got in front of
it.
me.
Man, I tell you what, but I have had an absolute blast talking to you tonight, mate. It's been
Bro,
awesome.
thank you, man. It's a real pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're gonna
Hell yeah.
have all the links. This is what I say. This is the usual wrap I do. All the links down here in the show notes and on the website. Lady Beard, thank you for hanging out on the show. Take care.
Thank you, Nev. This has been an absolute pleasure. And hey, Ever Blackers. What do you call your fans? Ever Blackers?
No, I don't know.
No.
I just go,
Don't give them a
hey,
nickname.
pals. I do need a name for them. I don't
What do
know.
you reckon? Can we make one? We've got 4 minutes left. The ever, what do you reckon? Ever the ever blanks? Ever blackers?
I don't know.
The black Everest?
Oh, now you got me stuck.
Hey,
People.
ever blinks? No, it's like Blackpink. Yeah, okay. We're taking something from Blackpink. Hey, the ever blinks. Hey, don't forget to wait. What was the thing I was meant to tell them to do? I've forgotten what we were talking about. What their name is? Whatever you said, do that thing.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Subscribe.
Sign up
Hit
to the
the bell.
newsletter. Yeah.
The
Hit the
notification bell.
bell.
Yeah, the mailing list. Do that.
Yeah.
Please also follow me on the internet at Ladybeard underscore Japan. Please follow my group at Babybeard underscore Japan. We're coming to Australia. I can't wait to see you. Yeah, Babybeard should do a regional tour of Australia. That'd be awesome. Go into the interior. That'd be
Yeah.
great. We'll do border town on the border of South Australia and Victoria. That'd be great. We'll go up. We'll do a double header with Dead Kelly. That'd be great. We'll go over to the Northern Territory. There was that band. What was their name? The Indigenous band. They sung New Era. My favorite is the flavor of a new era. What was their name? What was their name? There was a new coming
Oh,
in.
you got
I'll
me,
get the
man.
first because I'm running bad. Their old song was called Nevermend. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Was
Yeah.
it
Anyway,
Nocturnal?
they're my. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
10 points.
Nocturnal.
Thank you very much.
Good job. We'll go to Alice. We'll do a show with Nocturnal. They're my mate's cousins. So we'll try and go to a show with them. And then we'll try and get over to Western Australia. We'll have to go to Broome. We'll go to a show in Broome. That'll be awesome. I've been to Broome. You've been to
Who's
Broome?
in Broome?
I don't know. Who's in Broome? Well,
We
soon, baby beer will have to make sure we're in Broome. Otherwise,
Yes.
no other way.
Yeah. Okay. I like the idea of this because that would be really cool as like a documentary. Like,
Would be, wouldn't it?
you know.
I don't think the girls would dig a 6-day drive through the desert. I don't think they'd be thrilled with it. Oh my goodness.
It's like they go from one side where they're all like nicely dolled up, and they get to the other side, and it's like Furiosa. It's like Mad Max. They got the
Mad
shoulder
Max Fury Road.
pads.
They've got no hair. Their skin's turned bright white, all of them. They're searching for water.
Yeah, they're just like, we've come for your fuel. Like,
They've got me strapped to the front of the car with the mask on.
would be the best tour poster.
That actually is. Let's do it. We'll do this in tour poster. We'll
But
do Mad
then,
Max Fury Road with the girls driving the thing and me strapped to the front of the thing. All
oh,
right.
that'd be
My
so
manager's got
good.
this face.
Just why are
That's
you
the
doing
current
this to me?
face.
But I love that idea. Tell
That
you
could
what.
be great.
Tell you what. You get that happening, I will print you those posters that you can
Legend.
sign and sell to
Hell yeah.
your fans.
Hell yeah.
And I will have one on
On
the wall here.
the wall. I make it to the wall of fame. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. That sounds dope. Let's do it.
I've got a little thing over there.
Yes. The shrine.
The shrine.
That sounds awesome. We'll do it. Thank you. And we're going to have to wrap this thing up because we've got like 30 seconds or something. Yeah.
A 1 minute and 32 seconds.
Oh, that's more than I thought.
1 minute
On
and
that count. Well, yeah,
it's
we'll print
making
that
up
bad
its
boy up.
own
That sounds
rules
interesting.
now. It's skipping time. It's like, you know
Oh, is
what?
it
I'm just
really?
gonna do whatever I want because I'm Zoom.
Oh my goodness, Zoom time. It's running the world.
It
Well,
is.
thank you all so much, dear Ever Blackens, for watching today. I've been Lady Beard. This is my dear friend, Nev. I very much appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you June and July in the Australia tour, and all my love to my beautiful countrymen down under.